From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is the renowned California artist, Jim DeWitt. DeWitt was born in Oakland, California in 1930. He studied art at Oakland's California College of Arts and at the Los Angeles Art Center College of Design. He learned sailmaking, began racing sailboats, and gained international renown as a winning yachtsman. His passion for painting kept pace with his love of sailing, and his impressive racing career is reflected in the authority and honesty of his nautical paintings. DeWitt has exhibited in galleries and museums worldwide. His paintings are found in many private and corporate collections, and they're on permanent display in many yacht clubs around the world. In 2012, Jim DeWitt was named as Artist in Residence by the Golden Gate Yacht Club, the yacht club which will host America's Cup 2013. DeWitt says that art has always been his first love. He calls his painting style colorful impressionism. So here to talk with us today about sailing and art and maybe love is Jim DeWitt. Jim, welcome.
You're going to get me in trouble, my first love being my art, my wife.
That's a direct quote off your website.
I know. She probably wrote it.
Well, first, let me tell my listeners that if they're by their computer, they can log on right now and look at some of the paintings that we'll talk about. It's always hard to talk to an artist because it's very visual. So it's DeWitt, DeWitt, AmericasCupArt.com. And they can look at some of your art as we speak. So congratulations on being named Artist in Residence for the Golden Gate Yacht Club. What does that entail?
That's a good question. I would like to know, too.
They didn't tell you.
I've been trying to corner them and find out just what it means. They gave me a membership, and that's nice. And I've gone to some of their affairs and stuff. And I have a pretty big painting that I did of the boat that Larry Ellison won the America's Cup with. It's a trimaran. And the mast on that boat is so big, it wouldn't get underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. That's a tall mast. But I'm sure that if I pay for a drink at the bar, I'll get a drink. I don't know what else it does for me.
Well, how did you get interested in painting?
Oh, well, I was probably about 7 or 8, and my father was building a little sailboat. It was actually painting sailboats. He was building a little sailboat he designed in the backyard and to keep us off the streets in the summer. At the grammar school I went to, we had a paddle handball court. And so they made us make plywood paddles. And then after we made these plywood paddles, we'd do a drawing on them and wood burn them into the paddle. It's amazing how I remember all this. But anyhow, when the other kids saw my drawing of the sailboat that I did, that naturally a sailboat was a paramount thing on my mind. I was waiting for a chance to go sailing. And so they wanted me to draw sailboats on their paddles. So that was my first people asking me to do some art for them. So that was a start.
Well, what was Oakland and the California College of Art like in the post-war era?
I'll tell you, I had just gotten out of high school, and most of the kids in school were GIs that just came home from World War II, and they knew what they were doing. I mean, they were older, and so they really had purpose. They were working hard, and I, a little kid out of high school, trying to keep up with them, was pretty tough going. They had a group that called themselves the Barefoot Players, and they had these skits they put on maybe every Friday or something, and they were hilarious. Anyhow, It was a lot of fun. It was a lot more fun than high school.
What was Oakland like in those days?
A lot of oak trees. I can remember trying to get out of town. My dad said, let's go for a ride Sunday afternoon. We'll drive down to San Jose. There were no freeways, and we got about halfway down, and we only had time to turn around and come home for dinner. It took forever on a two-way street to get to San Jose.
Well, you developed an interest in sailing, and then you developed an interest in racing sailboats. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Well, I built a little sailboat. My dad built this sailboat. He had a partner, and the partner wanted to sell it a year after they built it, and I got out on it once. And so I had this burning desire to go sailing. So I had to build my own little 8-foot dinghy. It's called an El Toro. It's a little 8-foot dinghy that they had plans and something. It was from back east. It was called a Sabot. And the group at Richmond redesigned it a little bit and called it an El Toro. And it's got a spade in the sail. And people say, well, what's that shovel doing in the sail? And I say, well, it's El Toro. You got a bull around, you better have a shovel.
So then you started sailing and racing in sailboats.
Yes. But for some reason, I was successful at racing. And don't know exactly why. At that time, we didn't know what was the matter with me. I was dyslexic, and they thought I was either lazy or stupid. But all of these doctors and lawyers and intelligent people couldn't beat me in a sailboat race. And I'm going, what's going on here? Why are they doing those dumb things that allow me to beat them? So anyhow, later in life, I found out what dyslexia was, and so it kept me from being a doctor or a lawyer, and I love what I do. So it pushed me into being an artist, and I wake up every morning very excited about getting to work. And so I call it gifted with dyslexia.
I know a few years ago you switched gears a bit and you began painting different subjects, and I'm thinking of the canine paintings, your dog paintings.
Well, about 4 years ago we bought a dog, and I immediately fell in love with this little thing. They're so dependent on you. It's like having a baby again. And then I had to paint my dog. And then I did a painting of my wife and the dog. And I did a painting of me and the dog. And then people saw it. We had a gallery downtown Point Richmond. And so I put it in the window, and he does dogs. So then I started getting commissions doing dogs. And now I'm working on an e-book with dog paintings and story. You see somebody with a dog, all you have to do is ask them something funny their dog does, or something smart their dog has done, or something mysterious their dog has done, and people love to talk about their dogs.
Yes, they do.
So I've been collecting these little essays, and I'm going to have paintings, and then I'll have different breeds where I'll do different sketches of the breed and say something about the breeds, and little information about dogs, and hopefully, I can get some celebrities with dogs and do a painting of them and their dog, and then have them say something about their interest in dogs and what happens. And hopefully, this will come out. It'll be a little ebook type thing that'll come out once a month. And that ought to be a fun thing to do. I hope so.
Now, the style of your paintings, I ran into you the other day at the Sausalito Art Festival. You had a booth there. And the style of your paintings is, as you say, colorful impressionism. I mean, they're really bold and very impressionistic, very colorful. Is that the way you like to work, or have you ever worked in a different style?
Oh, I think when you're an art student and first learning how to be an artist, you're concentrating on how well you can draw. How well does it look like that person? Or, you know, I took so many classes in different art schools that someone called me in at Art Center or Arts and Crafts once into the office when I was taking a class in midlife. And they said, "Do you have a degree?" And I said, "No, why do I need a degree?" That put her back a bit. She said, "Well, everybody needs a degree." I said, "No, I show them my art, and if they like it, they buy it. If they don't, they don't." "Oh, no, most of the people end up being teachers, and they have to have a degree." So and she said, "Do you mind if I find out if you have enough units for a degree?" I said, "I don't care." So I told her all the schools I had gone to, some junior colleges and stuff like that. And she called me back in the office a couple months later, and she says, "Jimmy," I said, "What?" She said, "You have enough units for 2 degrees. I said,
"Great.
Well, I'll be damned." So she said, "Do you mind if we give you a degree?" And I said, "Well, I don't find this." "So go ahead if you want." So I have a degree sitting around somewhere in the house.
That's a great story. You could charge more now.
Oh, I can. Oh, good. That's a great story.
Well, tell me a little bit about the doghouse and the Point Richmond location.
Well, there's a, it's a few years old now, but anyhow, Starbucks is in the building. Point Richmond isn't very big. It's about a triangle, about 3 blocks on each side. And we're in the same building with Starbucks, which is handy. Anytime I want to meet with somebody, I meet him at Starbucks, and we swap our lives over a cup of coffee.
So is your studio over there in Point Richmond?
Well, my studio used to be, but I downsized, and I'm doing all my painting at home now. And I live out through the tunnel in Burkitt Cove. I'm sitting here in my bedroom looking out the window at Angel Island and San Francisco and the Richmond Yacht Club down underneath me and all the masts sticking up in the air. It's a pretty pleasant environment.
I'll say. A great place to work.
Yeah, I'll say. And it's quiet.
Well, I was going to ask you about your dog. If people would like to meet you and your dog and look at your work, how would they do that?
Oh, well, they can call me. I guess that's the best way. Being dyslexic, I'm not crazy about emailing. Because
okay.
That means I have to write.
Give your phone
but
number.
If they can, well, my cell phone, the area is 510-853-1626.
So people can call you at that number if they're interested in talking with you, seeing some of your paintings, meeting your dog, getting their dog painted, getting commissions and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'd love it, because I'm here at home alone painting. So I have some company. And I'm a terrible show-off. I love to show people my art.
Well, they should see it. I really like it. It's very inspiring. Beautiful work, Jim.
Well, thank you very much. And may I say you have good taste.
I certainly do. So you can see Jim DeWitt's work at DeWittAmericasCupArt.com. And Jim DeWitt, continued success to you. And thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thank you.
That's Jim DeWitt, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable, Channel 26, on your computer anytime at radiosausalito.org, and 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So this is Mitchell Field, until next time, saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.